NEXTDC is our preferred pick. We do have an add on that and about 20% upside to our price target. Megaport, we do have a hold on. So if I start with Megaport, we'll see a quarterly out of them this coming Tuesday, which is the 19th of January. Just as a reminder, they did have a really poor first quarter where they did about 2.5% quarter-on-quarter revenue growth. So that was pretty disappointing, but we are expecting a much better quarter this quarter with hopefully double-digit quarter-on-quarter revenue growth. But just pointing out, I guess, to Mike's question on currency, currency in Megaport is a negative for revenue, so that will subdue their revenue growth. Around 75% of NEXTDC's data centers and 65% of their recurring revenue and costs come from outside of APAC. So obviously, what that means, stronger Aussie dollar translates those US and euro earnings back to lower rates. So it might take something like 10% off revenue growth in this quarter alone. We'll have to wait and see there. So that's the headwind for Megaport, but the tailwinds offsetting this. If you reflect back on the first quarter, they did actually have record customer and record port adds in that quarter, but those customers signed up right at the end of the quarter, so didn't contribute anything meaningful from revenue or to revenue. So now they'll contribute fairly healthily in this current quarter, so that will help. And then the second thing is the currency actually lowers OpEx because that's again in foreign currency, so it makes it easier for Megaport to get to EBITDA break-even because they've got more costs than revenue offshore at the moment. Just worth reminding people, Megaport is a high beta stock. It's not profitable and it does trade on a large multiple of revenue. So if you are there, you need to be prepared to wear this volatility. It tends to swing around quite a lot. And we're there for obviously a large and growing addressable market. Just in terms of catalysts for the stock, I think the key catalyst for the next step up, which is probably later this year, is an acceleration in sales. At the moment, they're doing sales rates that are probably not healthy enough to get people excited. We do like Megaport long term. We do think it's got significant potential. But in the short term, as I mentioned, that currency is going to hurt the revenue growth. So we're holders of the stock, hence our hold recommendation. NEXTDC, they'll report in late February. We don't have a date yet. But just reminding you, it is our key tech pick, and we're still very comfortable with the name. Last year, they did over 100 mil of EBITDA. This year, they're comfortably on track to do 130 mil. And if all goes well, potentially 300 mil of EBITDA in the next 3 to 4 years. We are expecting a strong first half from NEXTDC. You should see higher revenue on higher power costs and lower OpEx. So it should be a good half. The catalysts really are around new contract wins. In our last note, we flagged lower debt costs of refinancing and new contract wins. They have substantially lowered their cost of debt and substantially increased it. So that's first catalyst achieved. The next is signing those contracts. Just a reminder, they've been around for about 10 years, and in that period of time, that 10 years, they've contracted around 70 megawatts of capacity. Last year, they provided options of 57 megawatts. So whatever that is, 6 years worth of sales basically on the cards here with some of these cloud service providers. So to hit that 300 mil of EBITDA that I mentioned, you've got to see those options which they provided to the cloud service providers get exercised. For that to happen, you've got to see sales in the cloud providers continue to accelerate. What we saw in late last year was that Amazon actually announced they're investing more in their Melbourne data center footprint. So from what I can see, that looks likely to happen, and hopefully that's a catalyst for NEXTDC. They're a likely customer of NEXTDC, and I would imagine own some of those options that NEXTDC has provided out there to the cloud providers. So we will get some quarterlies out of Amazon, Microsoft, and Google in the next few weeks. So we'll be watching those quarterlies closely just to make sure that the rate of sales for these cloud service providers is continuing at a healthy rate. And if that happens, there's a very high probability of NEXTDC's options getting exercised. That's the next catalyst really for the stock. So on both, look, you're clearly fighting this sector rotation from tech into those reopening trades, I guess. We think they're both good businesses in the long term, will deliver strong earnings growth. But for now, NEXTDC is our preferred pick. Thanks.